The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
That man is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby.
What
we are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
I love that you have the baseball bat out because there is so much to get to in this show. We will get right into it. Last night, all eyes were on Cleveland, the debut of the Nets,
Cleveland!
New Big Three superstar trio. But guess who crashed
this
the party?
Is for you.
The Young Bull. Colin Sexton just crashed the party. What did Colin Sexton do to turn into the Colin Sexton night instead of the Kyrie joins the Nets night?
Shout out to my good friend and former colleague, Avery Johnson, who coached Colin in college. I saw them win a game where they were playing 4-5. And you know what I paid attention to then that he has now? He has irrational confidence, Jacoby.
So much confidence.
And you know I love that trait. You know how much I love that trait. Even with his tail hanging down in the back. He knew that the Big Three was debuting. He knew his backcourt mate wasn't playing. That means more minutes, more shots, and more opportunities to be an equal opportunity employer, because that's what he was. Because he was scoring on everybody. Kyrie, Harden, he was scoring on Harris, he was scoring on KD. It was from three, it was runners, it was clutch, playing good D. This game showed why that level of potential that I told you that, as you and many call them, sex land in Cleveland, have become the East Coast version of the mama's boys in Portland.
Yep.
That's what they hope this backcourt becomes. Colin Sexton stole the show on his home floor.
He absolutely did steal the show. And like you mentioned, Darius Garland was not in the game. Garland might play tomorrow night when they play these Nets again. But it wasn't just the threes in overtime. And he scored 22 points in the two overtimes combined. He had 20 straight for his team at one point. But it was the defensive plays, the offensive rebounds, locking up on some of the guards, flailing and getting a call that eventually got overturned, a key call on Kyrie. It was a complete game by him. Really love what he did. But let's turn our attention to the Brooklyn Nets and the superstar trio, because I watched every second of this game. The Nets came out so hot. The Nets hit their first 10 shots, and we're just sitting there like, oh, this Nets team is going to be a juggernaut. Not only are they going to blow through this team, they're going to blow through this conference, and that was not the case. What do you think needs to be tweaked and adjusted from the Nets side of the ball based on what you saw last night?
Ooh, that was ice games right there. That finger roll. Here's what's going to happen when you have a dynamic of guys that have been all NBA. Two of these players have been MVPs in Harden and KD. Two of these guys have been champions in KD and Kyrie. Is figure out the pecking order. And what I see is James Harden officially, based on playmaking ability, is going to be the point guard. Kyrie Irving is going to play sniper shooting type guard. And KD is going to be who he's always been. And so what they can't do, however, Jacoby, is take turns. And what happened in the previous game in which they performed so well, you saw Joe Harris play well. You saw DeAndre Jordan play well. And so these guys can get their numbers, but it's how you doing it. And they did a lot of ISO in this game. You said that they were 10 for 10, right? And normally when you're 10 for 10, you're winning by a large margin, but they weren't getting stops, and they weren't necessarily doing it off of movement. They were doing it off great individual offensive ability. So as they progress, that's what's going to happen. Not take turns, but include each other more in the action in order to make plays.
I think you hit on some of the key points. And again, we're not going to use a one-game sample size to extrapolate the rest of the season, but they're playing Cleveland, who is literally last place in offensive efficiency in the entire league, but had trouble getting stops when they needed to. A lot of isolation, not necessarily playing off each other. And don't forget, to bring in James Harden, they had to sacrifice what was one of their key strengths, which was their depth. Last night, James Harden and Kevin Durant played career high in minutes. Now, it helps there's an extra 10 minutes in the game, but they played career high in minutes. Depth over time may be a problem as you put more and more minutes on these superstar players who have a lot of them on their shoulders on both sides of the floor when you're looking at a long playoff run that the Nets are. However, we're going to get another look at this team, these two teams, on Friday. Maybe Sexland comes together, but something tells me that the Nets will start hot and stay hot on Friday night, unlike they did last night. Now, Jalen, that was a great game, and we all wanted to see all three of those players play on the floor in that Eastern Conference matchup, but there was a bigger, perhaps better Eastern Conference matchup, and that was between the Sixers and the Celtics, and this game was about one man. Which man am I discussing?
Joe LMB. The big fella had his way. And this is what fans of the game hope to see a healthy MB do on a nightly basis, because he can. And when you start talking about the top 6 to 10 players in the league, Joel Embiid is in that conversation, Jacoby. Mm-hmm. He's a capable three-point shooter, but he's a dominant post player. The most dominant in the league, turning over both shoulders, up and unders, signature moves, jump hooks, all of that. You put a small guy on him, he's going to punish him. And so they do a terrific job of understanding to get him the ball in the operating area. And though Tice had a good game for the Celtics, he doesn't have the physical build to play against Embiid, as you see in that clip right there. And yep. Tristan Thompson doesn't have the offensive prowess to make him work. So he's going to be a matchup nightmare each time they face the Boston Celtics.
We've always talked about the Boston Celtics, and the Rockets last year got so much attention for going small, but the Celtics were already there playing Daniel Tice at center and not really having a true big man outside of Cantor last year. They bring in Thompson. You expect Thompson to be that. He has not been that this year. And as you mentioned, Tice had a great game on one end of the floor, but on the other end of the floor, he was getting cooked by Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid is now shooting 37% from three. Think about that. He's usually around 30 to 33%, 37% from three. He's got his turnovers down to less than they've ever been in his career. He's playing great. And this team has got the fourth in defensive efficiency. A lot of people don't think about the Sixers as truly a defensive juggernaut, but they're fourth in the league right now in defensive efficiency. They look really good heading into the midway of the season. Hopefully they can stay on top of the East as they are right now by a half a game. Now, Jalen, those were two big basketball games, but we have to turn our attention to two huge football games on Sunday afternoon this weekend. We have an update on the most important player in the game between the Bills and the Chiefs, and that is Patrick Mahomes. He is still in the concussion protocol. He's limited in practice. Jalen Rose, is there any chance he doesn't play? He's playing. We all know he's playing, right?
I don't want to see these updates that inchworm towards the kickoff and then show this fake enthusiasm that Patrick Mahomes is going to play.
Big announcement.
Right? Oh, he's definitely playing. And the one thing about going against the Chiefs, and I know you're a loyal member for right now of the Bills Mafia, is that KC got weapons like no other.
They got so many
and
weapons.
And Allen and Diggs have been phenomenal this year. But Kansas City has Mahomes, they have the Cheetah, and they have Kelsey. How about that? And when everybody else is playing at normal speed, Jacoby, you see that. They're moving in fast forward. So I know Griselda, our peeps are going to be at the game. And you have a bet to inebriate yourself and jump through a table. I would love to see that happen. As a matter of fact, I want it to be head first through the table. I just don't think it's going to take place. I just think you're not going to get that opportunity. I just don't think you're going to get that opportunity.
As a loyal, lifelong, diehard Bills Mafia member, I just have to say this, is everyone talks about Allen and Diggs, but they've got so many other weapons like the Chiefs. If you shut down Diggs, guess what? John Brown has a big game. Knox, the tight end. Cole Beasley's always open. Like, the Bills have offensive weapons too, and I think that a lot of people are sort of just penciling the Chiefs into the Super Bowl, like yourself. Well, guess what? The Bills Mafia will have something to say about that on Sunday night, and we'll give you a full preview of that game tomorrow. But we have some very interesting insight into the NFC Championship game this weekend in Wisconsin. Here is what Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians had to say about that matchup and his approach.
Yeah, we don't play that game this week. That's the message to everybody. We play the Packers in the NFC Championship game. You start thinking about the Super Bowl, get your ass beat and be packing your bags on Monday.
They're not thinking about the Super Bowl. They are focused on the Packers. And what do they need to do to pull off the upset in Green Bay?
Time to be terrific. And this is what he signed up for. He knew that Evans and Godwin were going to be there. You know what he didn't initially know? That Gronk, AB, and Fournette would also be there.
Great point.
And so now that they've joined the squad and they got a really good week in them they had a really good game last week. It won't be like they have any playoff jitters playing with the GOAT. They're going to need him to put up big numbers. This can't be like, oh, 275 yards, two TDs, and one INT. This got to be like 400 yards, Jacoby. Four TDs. They're going to have to score some points going against Aaron Rodgers. And my guy, Matt LaFleur. I don't know if y'all old enough to remember Tattoo when he was like, LaFleur. He got the Packers balling. Multiple backs, Jones and Williams. My guy, Devontae Adams. He don't matter if you spell his name wrong based on how the Heisman Trophy winner played at Alabama. They even ripped one of the plays and get a touchdown. Don't sleep on the Packers. I'm just letting
it
you know.
It is time.
Don't sleep on the Packers.
Soft move or boss move. Jalen, the Mavs are doing something. Taking a little piece from college football that I absolutely love. Look at this. Willie Cauley-Stein had a good defensive game for the Mavs. So what do? They gave him the defensive player of the game belt. Take a look at the belt. It looks like a championship belt right there. So after every game in the locker room, I assume only after wins, you will get a championship belt if you're the best defensive player on the team. Jalen Rose, soft move or boss move, the defensive player of the game belt.
Incentives are always a boss move in any profession, in any contract. You ask your kids to do chores all of the time, but you know what helps? When they get allowance.
Yeah.
This is a boss move.
I love this move. And it'll be fun. It'll just be a fun tradition after wins. Everyone's excited. You're in the locker room. You're talking. There'll be that one question of whether or not they got the belt. And you know if you're a guard and you had like a couple good stops or a good steal and a block or something, in the middle of the game at halftime, you're thinking, you know what? I might take that belt from Willie. I completely support this. I think we should have championship belts for all aspects in all professions.
Turnover, chains, you should have a
belt.
All of that.
Me and you should have a belt that goes back and forth depending on who had the better show. I think I'm winning right now. And I'm going to build the belt during the break and come back wearing it. Make sure you stay tuned to see that. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Coming to you live from Pier 17, the South Street Seaport, and brought to you by Delicious Heineken Beer. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep
Woo.
It Moving.
Tang! Woo! Tang!
If you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you would met the man, jump in the minivan, and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr.
Let's get it.
We start with KP is back. Not only that, he is back.
Hit the brakes.
Keep moving or hit the brakes. Kristaps Porzingis has been playing in some games, but last night he is all the way back, putting up 27 points, 13 rebounds to help that man, Luka Doncic, get the win against the Pacers. What do you think about the return of KP and what he brings to this team?
I think he brings somebody that Luka can actually make better. And you saw when he was moving on a couple of those plays, Luka hit him backdoor. Luka hit him for the lob over the top. I want to see KP moving towards the basket more on his shots. He's a terrific three-point shooter when his feet is set. But I think he needs to use his layups and dunks and free throws sometime to get his offense going from range. And KP can now have that unlocked by Luka. They're a scary team in the West.
They are. They are. You know, I predicted they will win a championship in the next 3 years, and I stand by that.
Jaylen, well, this is year number two since you counting.
We'll get back to that. Jaylen, your Pistons just keep finding new and interesting ways to lose basketball games. Keep it moving or hit the brakes. All right, we'll hit the brakes. Not only did Trae Young have a dagger to bring the Hawks the win in overtime, but that man, Clint Capella, put up 27 points, no big deal. 26 rebounds and 5 blocks. How come there is no answer for Clint Capella on the roster for the Pistons?
So you guys are unprofessional, irresponsible, and just want to see me sad. Like, did you see Trae Young in the third quarter, dog? He scored like 20 points. And Clint Capella was rolling to the front of the hoop looking like Robert Parrish. I'm like, is the no Chief problem. Playing? I'm like, man, couldn't stop this dude.
I hope that Trae Young can turn this around because he has gotten off to a little bit of a slow start, and so have the Hawks. They had high expectations going into this. But it is a long season. Jaylen, from your terrible Pistons to your terrible Lions, who have made a decision when it comes to their head coach, keep moving or hit the brakes.
I wish Dan Campbell luck. If you're a Lions fan, you know that they hire by the hour. So I just hope that he does a terrific job. He used to play for our squad. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
I have some news about tables and Buffalo. Keep it moving
hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Buffalo Stars are stocking up on folding tables in advance of the AFC Championship game because they expect Bills Mafia to buy and break a few of them in the event that the Bills win in Arrowhead. Your thoughts on local stores stocking up on folding tables just so they can be bought and broken by Bills Mafia?
I think this is a boss move. I love how Bill Mafia owns this, but I just have to ask a couple of questions. It's a difference between breaking a table at a tailgate and breaking one in your living room to me. So
Absolutely.
What happens after the game? Is that table insured? Or do we now replace this table? Does this happen after every win? Like, how are we doing this, Jacoby? You tell me.
Well,
you remember?
Jaylen, as a member of Bills Mafia who has broken the dozens of tables in my table-breaking history, I will explain to you like this. The smart thing to do is to break the table lit on fire outside while at the tailgate. But sometimes you can't get to the tailgate and you're so fired up that you just have to break one at home. That's called domestic table breaking. I'm more into outdoor table breaking, but I support both outdoor tailgate and domestic table breaking. And again, I guarantee if the Bills beat the Chiefs, I will break a table and the footage will be shown on this program. Moving on, the Clippers, don't tell anybody, but the Clippers have won a bunch of games in a row. The Clippers have won 6 in a row. No one's really talking about them, but they look great recently, especially Paul George. And they beat the Kings yesterday. And look at this steal, Mr. Rose. Tell me about tell me what you see on this play.
So the Clippers actually get a chance to do something this season that they weren't able to do last year. That's fly under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
When you add Kawhi and you add PG, I was David Jacoby trying to jump on the bandwagon to pick him a championship win last year. And not only did they not make it to play LeBron, they got shot down by our guy, the Joker, and Murray. So now this year, Kawhi's healthy, playing MVP-level ball. PG, his numbers are up offensively. Ty Lue is easing himself in as the head coach. I'm still picking the Lakers to come out of the West, but hopefully the Clippers at least make it to play against them this year.
The Clippers have like six players shooting over 40% from three. Now, that's probably not going to hold up, but they're shooting really well from three right now. And Jalen, I'm going to hit the brakes on this last topic. I'm going to say hit the brakes on this last topic because hit the music, Reggie. It is Michigan Wolverines. Zaya Holman, she gets the baton in the last leg of the 4x400. Yeah. And just tell us what Zaya's up to right here.
Yeah. There you go, Demetrius. She deserves from now on, as we're the new home for each of their highlights, one of the most decorated track and field athletes as a freshman to enter the University of Michigan. And this dazzling performance, she was trailing by 4 seconds, Jacoby, and found a way to make up the ground.
Take us home, Zaya. Take us home, Zaya. Take us home, Zaya.
We're not worthy. Listen to your theme music.
This is your home for all Zaya Holman highlights. Jalen and Jacoby, that's what you're watching. Stay tuned. We've got much more for you. Look at what is coming up on the ESPN networks. Friday, Sixers-Celtics rematch. That's at 7:30. And then Saturday at 4 p.m., we have Duke-Louisville. And then Saturday night on ESPN+, it is Poirier-McGregor, the rematch. They step into the octagon for the second time. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, there's a big match in the octagon on Saturday night. There's also a big match tonight in the versus battle between Ashanti and Keisha Cole. Jalen, what do you expect to see tonight? And what do you expect to see tomorrow from the versus team?
Yes, Goody Mob said it. This that good old-fashioned soul food. Oh, man. This a new era version of Patty and Gladys. You talk about not parenting on weekends so you can watch football. Oh, man, don't look at your mama tonight when this come on. Don't ask for nothing. Nothing. This that stick to your ribs. This that chitlins. This is, oh, man, I can't wait for this to happen. Matter of fact, we're going to have Swiss Beats and Timberland come on the show tomorrow and give us a VIP breakdown.
On the show tomorrow, 2 p.m. ESPN, if we make it there, because right now it is time for the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Jalen, a couple was arrested when they got off a Ferris wheel because when they got on the Ferris wheel, they proceeded to have sex on the Ferris wheel and film it while they were doing it. Jalen, your thoughts on this sequence of events?
People that look like me don't need that kind of danger. Call your people, dog. Get on the phone with your cousins right
people.
Now, dog.
They were definitely white people. 100% white people. I get scared just going on a Ferris wheel. Forget the sex part and the filming it part. Just being on a Ferris wheel is scary. Swiss Beats, Timberland, tomorrow, ESPN, 2 p.m. You got the gift of people.